My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can take us on the go wherever you are, all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting from Monumental Sports in D.C., a special Tuesday program
their fancy
that you
studios.
Don't want to miss.
Yep.
Can we just clarify, I'm not wearing anything different. I'm just wearing my regular clothes. Right?
I just heard you're not supposed to wear a hat.
They can figure out the hat bit.
You're not going to do a Pierre Garçon, are you? Remember Manners with Pierre Garçon and Lisa Edwards?
No,
and
he wouldn't Arakpo. Take it off.
Oh, it was Arakpo. You're right. Sorry, I slandered Pierre Garçon. You're right. It was Arakpo.
Yeah.
And
he wouldn't take it off.
It was like 10 minutes of a discussion about the lighting and everything. And
I understand that, but I mean, it's a sophisticated multi-million-dollar studio.
Yeah.
They can accommodate the hat.
But what are we doing out there?
I can't you be a team doing? Player.
Come on, man.
I'm a team player, of course. I like to wear a hat.
You were
a hat guy.
You weren't wearing a hat this weekend at the volleyball match.
I wasn't on TV.
I know, because you were trying to look presentable.
No, I just didn't want to wear a hat all weekend. I like to wear a hat. They can figure it out.
Look, but they've I'll asked.
You, you'll just, your face will just be a giant shadow. I mean, that's what
your
it will.
Your face will be obscured.
I mean, that's fine.
So you are pulling a Brian Arakpo.
They can figure it out.
Come on, man.
They're
Come
professional. On, man. I believe in their professionalism.
But what are we doing out there, man?
If I have to, I'll wear it backwards.
I've never seen.
You'll be Dan Quinn.
I've done a bunch of shows with Monumental over the years. Pre-game for Commanders.
Has anybody ever worn a hat?
Post-game for Wizards. Yeah, Santana Moss. I do think Santana Moss has worn a hat.
He's a hat guy.
Yeah, do they
But I think the majority of the time he has it. I feel like only on the Wizards post-game did he get away with it. But I don't know.
But
hey,
listen,
you be
we're
you.
We're a radio show.
Yeah, we aren't TV guys.
I heard you could do hat backwards.
Yeah, I would do that if I had to. I would do that.
Because there's a shadow as I look at you right now.
I know, but no one cares.
But if they ask you, you're going to do the diva move?
I would say, well, can you do some uplighting or something? Can you figure it out? I mean, you guys are geniuses. These guys are all lighting geniuses. They can do it. I have faith in their talent.
Is this your way around this? It's just hype
He's
them
putting
up.
It on them, yeah.
Yeah, just hype
I'm
them
the
up.
I'm the ass, but I believe you guys can figure it out.
You won't bring a flashlight and put it like underneath your chin.
I don't believe it's Mission Impossible.
Hey, what if they said, Eric, we've tried every avenue to try and eliminate the shadow. The only way we can do this is to take the hat off. We've done every lighting angle.
I'll wear it backwards because I know what the issue is. Okay. I understand. I'm not stupid. But they can figure
just
it out.
Stubborn.
I can't believe an amateur photographer like yourself would be so such a pain in the ass to the lighting guys. Like, you understand what they're going through.
I know, but I would figure it out. As a photographer, I would figure it out. I would.
Like, even
would
Jason said he's going to play ball. He's going to take a shower tomorrow.
I don't want to.
Because he's going to hook his hair. Showering.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going
state.
Believe me,
that's
the last thing I want to. First of all, we got to be there early.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going. No idea. And then we got
to
go
to Capital One Arena, basically.
Yeah, but it's in some. We've never been to Monumental. I have no idea. And then, so we got to park, and then we got to get in. You know, I don't know where we're going. I don't know how long it's going to take to set up.
You're
computers.
In a panic, I can tell. You're panicking.
And then if I can't wear a hat, I got to get up earlier and shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in my ass. But I'm doing it because I'm told I have to. So.
All right, but let's celebrate. It's Victory Monday. Play the
there
music, Cakes.
Play the music.
Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024
Drabby, he's
top
not
workplace.
The pain in the ass. I am.
Visit careerswithmios.com. We wanted to dive into the defense. Daniel Jones once again had another good game against the Commanders. He was sacked just one time. He was hit just four times. He had two touchdown passes in the game. Devin Singletary had a big game. They seemingly were able to run up the middle against him.
Daniel Jones also chipped in 6.4 yards per carry when he ran the ball.
Correct.
He always seems to put up numbers against them.
We've seen two games of some struggles defensively. What can be done? I don't know if there's much you can do. You can't switch out the corners. They're not very good, so we kind of believe top receivers are going to thrive and have big days against the Commanders.
I was terrified whenever I saw Neighbors with just a corner on him and seemingly no safety help. I was just like, well, this is
going to
be a catch. How could it not be a catch?
And we saw it in week one with Mike Evans dominating and Godwin to a lesser extent.
I think they just have to take more chances. They have to take more chances.
Yeah, I think they
have to pressure more,
to
add guys.
More.
And, yeah, you got to get
now,
to
if
them
you
quick.
Blitz more against Joe Burrow, he's probably going to pick you apart is the problem.
You got to be unpredictable. As unpredictable
well, even
as you
Sanders
can.
Still got beat pretty bad on that
Sanders
cross.
Still hasn't been outstanding.
He hasn't been.
I think he's going to be fine, but, you know, he's learning. Yeah. He's new. He's a rookie.
He's had a rough indoctrination to the NFL in the first 2 weeks.
But he's being asked to do a lot.
Yeah.
Because the other corner's just
– right.
They're struggling.
Well, that Mike Davis guy.
They
had to bench him in halftime. Yeah,
he's a jag.
I agree.
Knew that going in.
Well, I didn't think he would play that much. Yeah. I was stunned.
Here's a bulletin. There's a lot of Jags on the Commanders roster.
I guess
there's a lot of Jags on the Jags roster, too. But there's a lot of Jags on this roster.
I guess while I was away, they announced that Forbes hurt his hand or something. Is that what he
had surgery.
He had a surgery on his finger.
800-636-1067.
Like
I agree
no,
with
but EB. It kind of hurt the depth.
Yeah.
It made Davis play more.
Had to play Davis,
Maybe you just have to trick it up.
I think that's
because Farrell, Fowler, Armstrong, their defensive ends, I just don't see them getting consistent pressure.
Well, I think, honestly, I'm going to call them out, but I think John Allen and Daron Payne need to play like John Allen and Daron Payne.
Payne, I think, forced the one sack. That's the one thing that I noticed. Yes, you're getting gashed on runs.
I mean, John made a nice play, too. He stuffed a guy on a run, but they just need to dominate. They got to play like freaking Aaron Donald. I mean, I know they're not Aaron Donald, but you got to play like, you got at least once in a blue moon. You got to flash, you know, I guess each flashed once, maybe.
I think they're doing the best they can. They're not Aaron Donald, like you said.
Right. Well, I mean, they're not, but they played way better. This is not the level of play that they've played in previous years. In fact, last year was a bit of a down year, too.
I agree.
So they got to play better.
But I think that they're also, they played a ton of snaps last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the field a lot. I think that's kind of taken its toll.
Armstrong has to get to the quarterback. Like he got paid pretty good money, and he has zero sacks through two games.
Does he even have
he's
hits?
He's got three tackles.
The
Jamin
thing.
He had two
is
QB
hits yesterday.
To me.
Two. All right.
I mean, I cannot believe someone didn't ask yet. I guess today will be the day.
Why was he
a healthy scratch? You just had a scheme that you think he didn't fit, or you actually hated him when you watched the film? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to know the answer.
You know. My initial thought was he got arrested for something again. Like he was speeding or something.
That doesn't
appear to be the case.
No.
Like, because it's kind of
crazy.
Well,
that would have made the news. It would have been all over Twitter.
Right. So I don't understand it. It is a mystery wrapped in enigma.
Yeah,
we're working on
pretzel.
That. We're
so right now, Farrell has 2 sacks.
Yes.
The rest of the team has 0?
I believe that's correct. I'll double check.
The rest of the team? Doesn't Jamin have one or no?
But see, here's the problem.
Does he have a pressure?
No. I think he's out of pressure.
I think they have 2 team sacks in 2 games. Mm-hmm. Well, and we knew that was going to be an issue coming in.
2 sacks, both for Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland Farrell. I was fine with the pressure last week because the interior did get pressure. They just didn't wrap him. This week, not fine.
Joe Burrow's a statue. They should get pressure on him.
Well,
he can't move.
I'll tell you what, he got hit a lot.
He can't move.
Right.
He's a stationary target. Now he's not Aaron Rodgers level statue, but he's close. You got to get to Joe Burrow.
What's the collective quarterback rating right now against the Commanders? Because Baker had 4 touchdown passes. Daniel Jones had 2, so that's 6 touchdown passes in 2 games.
The rating's probably about 110 or something, because Baker was high.
Jones was at 100, traditional quarterback rating, and Baker had to be way higher.
So I think it's about 110.
And
probably.
Their next 2 opponents are Burrow and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
It's not getting any easier.
Well.
So, and Burrow and the Bengals are desperate for a win, because if you start out 0-3, you're pretty much done.
We assume the Commanders' defense is going to be better. And hey, statistically right now, it's better. They're not dead last. But they're going to be near the bottom.
This is another disappointing year. Like, last year I thought they were going to be better. They were atrocious. This year I thought, of course
they drafted
be
their quarterback this year. I'm not saying they need to go all defense next year. But
heavy defense.
They're going to have to go heavy defense.
You guys are going
to
bitch and moan if they don't have another elite receiver. So draft, they're going to get an elite
receiver. Get a receiver.
They can go out of the free agent market and get a receiver.
Get a receiver.
Draft defense.
You need a corner.
Like, 6 of the first 7 picks
actually
on defense.
Jason nailed it. They need Travis Hunter.
They need to draft Travis
both.
Hunter.
Now, this goes against my 10 wins prediction. They may be in position to draft him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, only 9 more wins, EB, to get to 10.
Yeah. Where are they coming
Giants
from?
Again, that's 2. They've got the terrible Panthers. I think I had him chalked up for a win against the Saints. I don't think they're beating the Saints.
All right, let's sneak in some phone calls here. We got our colleague check-in with Chris Russell coming up soon.
All right, let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, buddy? You on with the Jumps.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, what can they do about the D, Mike?
Well, Bobby Wagner's playing like Bobby Brady. What happened to him? Why all of a sudden we have him? He's not
old.
Very good.
Well, he's almost 35.
I know, but at the beginning of the season, nobody said that. Everybody said he's led the league in tackles. He's going to sure up the middle. He hasn't. And Payne and Allen have played terrible. They're supposed to be our studs that we gave the millions and millions of dollars for, where we got rid of other guys, Sam, and they're not getting much push up the middle. So, I mean, bad Davis is now good Davis, and the new Davis is the worst Davis. I mean,
we've
got too many Davises, honestly.
Yeah. Maybe they have to play Fedarian Mathis more. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't
know. Rotate more?
He's been mediocre overall. Let's go to Larry in Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I was thinking the same thing in real time. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, what are Allen and Payne doing? But then I'm curious if any of you guys saw De'Ron Payne's post-game presser where he was talking about how the interior guys, him and Allen, are getting doubled on every single play. So they view that as a win because it does free up the edge guys. Now, if you look at the 2 games, there have been at least 4 or 5 occasions where there should have been a sack, where these guys make one simple move. Go ahead.
Totally. No, I agree with you.
Maybe
I
in the
totally
first game. I didn't feel like that yesterday.
Here's Deron.
And first win's always tough. Division game even better. What'd you think of this one?
Man, a win in the NFL is nice, but a division win is always like the cherry on top. So,
what'd you think about the overall performance of the defense? You made some big plays, especially when it mattered most in the fourth quarter.
We just got to keep on playing hard, man. They had a scheme for us, man. They wanted to double the inside guys. They didn't want us to do nothing. But, shoot, man, if that's what they're going to do, man, we're going to win every time. But it is what it is.
If that's true and they're doubling them every time, then Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler,
they got to put some numbers
and Farrell,
up.
They've got to get to the quarterback.
Well, the linebackers.
They've got to get there. They've got to get home.
I mean, you know, maybe it's by design, too. I mean, the linebackers did have a bunch of tackles.
Payne doesn't even show up on the box score. Jonathan Allen had 1 quarterback hit, 2 tackles. Payne, I think, did force, though, the sack.
He did. That's
Farrell
the second
had.
Week he's done that.
Yeah,
that happened in week 1,
he
too.
He got penetration there.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted us. Dominate.
And maybe I'll ask Jonathan Allen this, but if Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne are your best defensive lineman, just every once in a while. Now, Deron Payne's so huge, I can't see him doing it. What if you put just around every once in a while on it at the end, like Jonathan Allen at the end.
A little bit in years past, but you don't see a lot of it. I don't know. I'm telling you, the guy that appears to me to have the fastest get off the line of scrimmage is Jamie Davis.
Well, sure. Statistically, he's the fastest guy, right?
Well, he's got the quickest combine instincts, numbers. It seems like, too.
Yeah, but if he's out of position, you probably can't afford to put
him
out.
But he also is small, and maybe they just don't think he's going to get there because a solid offensive lineman is just going to hold his own.
I think we need his burst.
I don't know.
I think we need his burst. I think it's... I just want to hear the rationale.
Coming up next, it's our colleague check-in. We'll talk to our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. Get his take on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, where you can listen to the Chris Russell Show every day on the Team 980. And Chris Russell, the Rooster, joins us right now. What's up, Rooster?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, boys. How are you? Thanks for the intro. What's going on? Mm-hmm.
Hello, Rooster.
Doing all right.
You don't have any intel on why Jamin Davis was a healthy scratch, do you?
I was trying to figure that one out over breakfast myself, Cakes.
I'm starting to think that the...
Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. The simple answer is he's not good.
Well, I mean, listen, he was really good against the run in Tampa. That's what I know. And let's start with that. In terms of pass rush, we have to understand he's still converting to this position, but I think what caught him yesterday was Cleveland Farrell was questionable because he missed practice on Friday. So they had to promote Carlos Watkins from the practice squad because they weren't sure whether Cleveland Farrell was going to go. And then along with Johnny Newton making his debut, you know, it became a numbers game issue. So I think that's what caught up to him, but I don't I wasn't in with DQ after the game, so I don't know if he was asked that because I was in the locker room, because Dan takes forever to get to the podium. So I may have missed that. I'm trying to look real quickly through the press conference notes. I don't think he was asked about that.
Have you been equally underwhelmed as EB is underwhelmed by the coaching staff so far?
I wouldn't say underwhelmed, but I would say not satisfied. I don't know if that's just the older me. I think Cliff Kingsbury has been better than the book on him in terms of the perception. What I would say that I'm most disappointed by, first of all, special teams. I mean, outside of Austin Seibert kicking 7 of 7 field goals, 6 of 6 chippies, the special teams has been a disaster in so many ways. Penalties I mean, they cost themselves a kickoff return to start the game yesterday. They had an unsportsmanlike penalty.
Same guy.
Exactly. That moved the ball out to the 47. You're absolutely right, Jason. I mean, so it was a disaster in Tampa. So I would say that part of the operation has been my most frustrating. I would say Joe Witt is second in that regard because his guys haven't tackled at all. They haven't got, or they didn't get that interior pass rush. I was just looking. I know you guys were talking about it. Jerron Payne didn't, unless I'm missing him, didn't even show up on the stat sheet yesterday. I mean, I was there. He was invisible to the naked eye, but until I go back and slowly watch every play over again, I can't see everything. I know I noticed him last week in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. I know that. I saw.
He created the one pressure that led to the Farrell sack. But other than that,
that's fair.
Pretty non-existent.
They talked about it. Being doubled all the time.
We talked about it that, look, Singletary had himself a big day with largely runs up the middle, and Daniel Jones did as well. What can they do to address that?
So
the linebackers need to play better?
Well, yes, they need to, overall, they need to tackle better. Let's start there. Okay. And I think they made a key adjustment yesterday in the second half or as the game wore along when Michael Davis was getting beat and destroyed by Malik Nabers and missing tackles left and right. They moved St. Juice more over towards Malik Nabers. And yes, he gave up the big crossing route late in the game. And sure, Malik Nabers had the drop on fourth down. I'm not saying St. Juice was great, but St. Juice was better.
I thought he was pretty good.
Exactly. St. Juice was better in coverage against Malik Nabers than Michael Davis earlier in the game. And we all know about Emmanuel Forbes. Now, St. Juice also had that punch out of the fumble. I talked to him after the game. He's like, look, I got beat. I didn't contain. And my job at that point is to do something to help out. And he peanut punched the ball out. So that was a huge turn. So they need to get more takeaways. That was one takeaway yesterday, right? That was their first of the year. They need to get more pass rush, more sustained pass rush. One way that I think they can do it, if they can get comfortable on the back end, and that's a huge if, especially
who's a big if.
I know, especially with who's ahead, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Cincinnati on Monday night, and even Arizona and Marvin Harrison, right? If they can figure out a way to get comfortable, maybe blitzing more from the secondary. I thought this defense was going to be more aggressive and creative in that regard. And maybe it's just a matter of they just don't feel comfortable with their guys on the back end. And how could you, especially now with Forbes being hurt? But to me, mixing and blitzing from the safeties like a Jeremy Chinn, somebody, Quan Martin, guys like that. I saw little glimpses of that in training camp. I want to nickel blitzes with Mikey Sanders still. I want to see more of that to crank up the pressure, to create havoc, to create chaos, and I haven't seen a lot of it yet.
Sanders still's had a bit of a rough outing the first 2 weeks. I mean, he's a rookie. That's to be expected. What's his confidence like? I know that they were raving about him during training camp and preseason, and that he was going to play a big role. He's playing a big role, but it's, you know, he's taking some lumps along the way.
I mean, unofficially, I haven't, you know, just in the Rooster grading system, which is not the PFF grading system, I haven't given up 3 touchdowns, right? Not good in 2 games. But, I mean, he's going to get better. Listen, I would say this. Mikey Sanders still learning how to play corner.
Right,
remember,
right.
He was a pretty decent Jason, would you agree? He was a pretty decent receiver a couple of years ago for Michigan, right? I know you watch a ton of college football.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he was explosive or great, but he was pretty effective. He's been playing corner for 2+ years, right? And now we're asking him to play at the highest level. And so I think he's going to be better. I don't think that's an issue. And St. Juice bouncing back yesterday, even though he wasn't bad in Tampa and it was more Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, I think that's a really positive sign. Davis, we're going to have to see. I would would love for them to still bring in a veteran corner. I don't know if they view Xavien Howard as a scheme fit. I tend to think like great players, you can figure out a way to make it work, but maybe it's just they don't want to pay him 3 years and I don't know, $45 million or whatever the hell he's asking for as a street free agent. All I know is that dude can ball, and they don't have enough dudes that can ball on the back end.
Yeah, and think about it. The Bengals are desperate for a win. They're playing Monday night.
Yep.
Neighbors got 18 targets.
Yeah.
And, 10 or 11 catches?
Yeah.
Burrow's going to look Jamar Chase's away the entire day.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be a real issue. I don't know. We're going to have to figure something out. Either double him the entire game and make, like, Gesicki and – and I don't know if Higgins is going to play, make those right guys beat you, but, man, Chase should do some damage.
I mean, and that's where, to me, I think Cakes was talking about how, you know, Joe Burrow a little bit more of a statue. I mean, I don't know if I would call Joe Burrow a statue. He can move around a little bit in the pocket, but he's not Kyler Murray, who you're going to face 5 days after that, right?
No, but so, he can hurt you if you don't account for him.
He moves better than Jared Goff or some other statues.
Correct. So to me, I think this folds into, hey, you know, if I'm going to get torched by being conservative or by trying to play coverage and I don't have the horses to play coverage, especially if they don't bring in anybody of any substance this week, which I don't think they're going to do, to me, that's where I would get aggressive and say, you know what, if I'm going to get beat, if I'm going to get destroyed, I'm going to go down with, you know, basically unloading the kitchen sink. And maybe you don't have to do it on every snap. Certainly you don't, but get creative. And that's what I'm talking about. Some of that secondary blitzing, the nickel slot out of the safety. Do something to kind of jack it up so that you don't have to rely always on Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen trying to win their battles, especially if they're getting double teamed, which certainly they're getting double teamed on the interior. Not every snap, but I mean, they're getting pushed around and they're getting doubled and combo blocked a lot. Yes, that is true.
Hey, Rooster, let's touch on some positives here. Eckler's touches go from 6 in week 1 to 11 in week 2. So a near double there. He looks like he definitely still has a lot of burst.
Oh yeah.
Wiggle left. Leads the team in receiving yards. That's a little bit scary through 2 weeks, but you love to see the expansion of the Eckler role.
Yeah, and we saw it last week in Tampa on the little 22-yard middle screen, you know, where he runs off a play action and he just finds a little hole in the middle of the defense and boom, and gets 22 yards. We saw it yesterday. They ran him off the right side and he kind of arrowed in over the, you know, from right to left over the middle, and I think that was a 16-yard gain. We've seen him used in the role that I thought they would use him in, and I'm very happy about that. And the one thing that I would like to see them do more is like toss pitches to get him downhill and out on the perimeter with speed that I know he has, that I've saw over and over and over again in training camp. That's the one thing that I would like now to see them kind of incorporate a little bit more than just the screen game. But between Brian Robinson doing what he did yesterday, guys, and how about that one long run, I think it was the 30-yard run or somewhere in that range, where he's just like bottled up in the middle and you can't find him, and then all of a sudden Brian Robinson's like trucking through about 8 guys and running and taking off. Now, he doesn't have the closing speed or the breakaway speed, but that 1-2 combo has been very, very, very good for the Washington Commanders. Now it's about finding a different way to incorporate others. Zach Ertz got untracked a little bit yesterday. Noah Brown was really good, I thought, yesterday. Terry, you know, I mean, a couple of times they threw a little screen to him on the first play of a series and they lost yardage. I don't know. One time I know it was on Luke McCaffrey not sustaining his block. So they're going to have to find different ways to get different weapons, because what are smart defenses like Lou Anarumo and the Bengals going to do? Well, they're going to say, well, they're just screening and getting rid of the football real quickly to their wide receivers and or Austin Eckler, and they're going to start jumping that and reading that and blowing that up.
Mm. All right, so we're talking to Chris Russell. You can listen to him on the Team 980. We gave our grades of Jaden Daniels. What would you grade him?
Just yesterday or
yes,
overall?
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday, yeah.
I would give him a B. And here's why. Listen, I love Jaden, the overall kid, prospect, mature young man, all competitor, whatever. I didn't think, and I think the guys around me in the press box, like Hoffman and Grant and Mitch Tischler and John Keim and what, I don't know what John told you guys. In the first half, I didn't think he saw the field particularly great. Maybe I'll feel differently when I slow it down and watch all the all-22s and all that crap. But I didn't think he saw the field particularly great. But as the game wore on, I thought he saw it a lot better. To hit that Noah Brown play that keyed the final drive, hit Zach Ertz a couple of times. You know, I thought he did a better job of seeing, recognizing the field, not running right away, not trying to scramble right away, not trying to take off right away, and not getting sacked as much. Guess we talk about the 7 field goals and no touchdowns. And you know, like, I know the penalties were a big part of it, but on 5 of those 7 field goal drives, he got sacked. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not all on him, but some of that is on him. And some of it is just him being a rookie, right? You don't want him taking the savage beating that Caleb Williams took last night. Well, guess what? Teams are going to continue to test and test and test these rookies across the board until they know that they can beat them with their processing, their eyes, and their anticipation, which is something that I think Jaden is still trying to figure out.
Yeah, there were a couple times there where, I mean, clearly he could have just thrown it away.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you don't want them throwing it away just because they see ghosts, right, Ebi?
No,
I mean, you don't want that, but you want like somewhere in between. And I always say, again, he's got the arm strength, right? He doesn't have a cannon like Josh Allen or whatever, but he's got the arm strength. It's not beating somebody with your arm necessarily. It's beating somebody with your eyes and your anticipation and your timing and your rhythm. And I saw better as the game wore on yesterday, which makes sense, right? I mean, the Giants maybe wear down a little bit. You get a little more cohesion. You get a little more feel for the game and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to attack you. And again, I think Noah Brown being added to the mix, look, guy's not a world beater by any stretch, but I mean, at least he like gives you a bigger body target. And at least he gives you another option besides just Terry, because I'm telling you, defenses are keying in on Terry, and he's not good enough of a separator to give Jaden constantly like a wide window to throw on every route, on every target. Sometimes he will, especially when he gets going downhill, but not on these little bubble screens and gadget plays like they started the game off with yesterday, and they did a couple of times, and they lost yardage again on the first play of the series. So I think that's going to help him, even though you got to go on the road in a loud environment the next 2 games. I think that's going to help him.
All right, Rooster, good stuff as always.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Talk to you again soon. See ya.
You can listen to him later today on the Team 980. A little bit later in the show, we have our Honda Huddle. Plus, at 9 o'clock, we will tackle Jaden Daniels. Will he be able to hold up this season with the amount of hits he's been taking? Ooh. We'll tackle that at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live at 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We're going to tackle it at 9 o'clock, but I did put up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Will Jaden Daniels last the season the way he's getting hit? Wow. So we'll get into that at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you an etiquette thing. So yesterday was invited to watch the game over at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was like we had a soccer game. And then after the soccer game, we're like, do you want to come over and watch the game?
What time was the game? The soccer game?
I actually recorded the first part of the game and I went back and watched it at night. So wow. Our soccer game was actually 1 o'clock.
Oh. I got back so bad.
And I watched
right to the soul.
I did go to the house to watch the second half, but he had red zone on for a little bit. And I said, can you put it on the Commanders game? Is that bad protocol? I mean, we're friends.
I mean, he knows what you do for a living. So
I think it's probably bad protocol that you just went to somebody's house to watch the game first.
I would never do that.
that's your first breach.
But I had the game recorded anyway.
Yeah.
But I still felt like he put it on red zone, and I like red zone.
How many people were at the guy's house?
This is
6 people?
10 people. I mean, it was
you're going to get into discussions.
I mean, three families. That's a mini party.
You can't. Chip's focus
like,
on the game.
He's very dismissive. He's like, just 10 people.
That's a lot.
I mean, there's so much in your ear.
No.
While you're trying to watch the game.
You know how it is. Yeah. It's just like the lunch table in her high school.
Sure.
The women go off.
Right.
And the women talk to each other. The kids are playing.
Yeah.
It's just basically me, Billy,
right,
and my buddy Giovanni, who doesn't know anything about football. He just kind of just sits there.
Yeah.
He literally knows zero about football.
Yeah, but there's always
I think he asked. How about this? He asked. He asked. I had to give. He asked.
What was his question?
He said, "Is Haskins still the quarterback?"
Did he really?
I said, okay, he's not alive
again. You're laughing.
Well, I'm laughing because of the absurdity.
JP, you shouldn't be watching football with these people. Like, in my opinion, like they're dragging you down. They're dragging you down into the pit.
Well, I will say this: it was a different situation because it was Saturday, and you know, for me, it's not required viewing. You know, Saturday watching college, I like to stay abreast and just see what's going on. But I was at two parties on Saturday in Indiana. Actually, they were both in Illinois. Either way, brand new house, 14-foot ceiling. Like, it's an unbelievable house. 85-inch TV just right there in their main little area.
And they didn't have it on.
No. I was like, I don't want to watch this nub game. And I just took the remote, and I just started changing it.
Did you find the Terps-Cavs game?
No, I didn't find that one. I think I actually put it on the Notre Dame game.
Okay.
And it was on.
Another blood down.
But that wasn't necessarily a great game either.
Right.
But I just took it upon myself, a remote that I had no idea how it worked. You know what I mean? It wasn't like there. It was kind of complicated.
Yeah.
And I just... At one point, you can't
ask somebody for help because then you just look like simpleton.
Like a tool. Yeah.
took control of the situation.
I just took control of the TV and they were giving me a hard time for doing it. I was like,
they gave you a hard time?
I think like.
Did they really?
One of the wives or somebody. Okay. Did. You know what I mean? Like, not anybody there, but like one of the wives.
Was she pulling a, who do you think you are?
Kind of. And I was like, that game sucked. I wanted to see what else was going on in the world. I just took over.
Right. You know what?
And there were like 50 people there.
I think that's acceptable. I've been to dinner parties, you know, larger dinner parties. Maybe there's like 20 people. Let's say five or six couples. And they have a Nubs game on. And I'll just say, but usually I won't do the EB move where you just take the remote.
Yeah.
But let's say Saturday night, Arch Manning is in the game. I'd be like, hey, what do we got this terrible game on? Let's check out Arch Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that was a great game, but by the way, kudos to him. Mm-hmm. Gets in the game. Ewers has a hurt abdominal,
oblique.
I guess it is.
Oblique, yep.
Oblique abdominals, and Arch had four touchdowns.
He had some wheels, too.
And he ran. He had five total.
He had some wiggle.
I saw that.
Some burst.
It was good for him.
That was good. That's nice for him because he was, you know, he easily could have transferred and been thrown to the Wolves.
I had another
as a freshman, but he sat back. He's learning behind a really good quarterback and a good system.
Smart
so we had two parties that we go to. Remember, when it's in the preseason, we go to different seniors' hometowns and they host a party or whatever. I did it at Norbeck. These people did it in their big, you know, multi-million-dollar homes. And, we were in a situation at night where this party was so extravagant. I literally was waiting for Justin Timberlake to come out. I mean, it was like I was at the biggest wedding. I mean, it was like an army of waiters.
They had like a vodka luge.
I mean, they had everything. You wouldn't believe the cheese. Right. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Did any of the Cornell families have Nubs homes? Doesn't seem like it.
Me.
Ivy League.
I probably have the Nubs. Yeah.
Right.
I probably have the Nubbies. Meanwhile, I'm so proud of my home. I worked so hard for it.
Hey, come look at my golf shed. Yeah. Look at my golf shed.
He doesn't have that yet.
Yeah, I don't even have that yet. But anyway, but me and a couple of the guys, we were in one of the other like spacious, enormous rooms, and we're like, who's going to turn the TV on? Because but I didn't have the courage. And he was like, you're the senior dad. You turn it on. And because he goes, we're just a freshman dad.
Right.
And I go, this party's too extravagant. I didn't even feel confident doing it.
Yeah, but you're never going to be back there. What are you worried about like offending somebody? Just turn the TV
on. They're my friends.
On.
They actually are my
but
friends.
But imagine if it was during a Commanders game. You're doing that. You don't even care that much about college football.
I mean, yeah.
Now, the truth is, Billy's a Commanders fan. Like, he was all fired up and he just missed a play.
Yeah.
But I didn't want him to dance with the red zone at that moment.
I thought I was going to get screwed.
I think it's fine etiquette.
To turn on the TV and just take over the remote?
Yeah. It is. What's the worst I can say?
Yeah, they're going to kick you out.
Hey, I want to watch this game instead. Right. No, they're not going to say that.
The other thing that was kind of nubby, and I did it, but it was kind of a last second invite. We won a game. Hey, do you want to come over and watch the game? All right,
yeah,
come
but that's
over and
one
watch
I would have to.
Is
I
that
say,
I grab?
No, I'm busy.
I grabbed Surfside, but I brought it over kind of warm. I put it in the freezer for like
that's
5 minutes.
Yeah, it's fine.
That doesn't really work.
They have a refrigerator or a cooler. It's all good.
Yeah, they did.
I'm swallowing my.
swallowing your tongue?
No, what is this?
Ramen. You're eating ramen
noodles.
You probably paid $3 for that.
No, it's like, this is the best bargain here. I think this is $1.29.
Wow, that is a good bargain.
This is an unbelievable bargain. Now, there's enough sodium in here to kill a horse, but it's silly. But I'm getting hooked on Sunday because Cornell plays Syracuse at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And all I could think about was, oh, man, I'm going to have to record the game.
Monday night
watch
football.
It while I'm driving home. It's Monday night. Yeah.
It's Monday night.
I get so hooked.
Do you love the Monday nights?
No, but I do this week. I do this week.
Because you know what I'm doing.
No. You're going to
watch it. Waking up Tuesday morning.
At 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I'm not staying up till 11. This guy. I can't.
It's so unbelievable. Like six and one,
you know what? I'd rather watch it on DVR because I don't have to watch. The commercials are mind-numbing.
Yeah, but I don't like it to go by fast. Like, I like to enjoy the game. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is watch
it
on DVR and speed through it.
I'm
with you. I like to enjoy the freaking game.
I like the organic nature of it.
I'll enjoy it Tuesday morning.
What is killing me, though, is that I'm watching it on the stream. I can't be on my freaking Twitter because... No. I'm watching it about 20 seconds later than everybody else because I'm watching it on DirecTV Stream. And at one point, they're like, "Oh, another incompletion or whatever the hell it was." And I was infuriated. It ruined it.
I don't know how to fix this.
Take that Twitter and get rid of it.
I've got a main TV in the family room, and then the TV in the bedroom. And I don't want to risk like missing any plays, so I'll have the game on. One of them is 1 or 2 seconds ahead. Oh. It's so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
That is annoying.
I've had that happen before where I've had to put pillows in front of a TV. Because it's happening quicker. Like, I was out on the deck.
Like, why is that?
And I can see through the window, my main TV. It's happening before the one on the deck.
What I can't figure out is it's the same house. What is going on? I have YouTube TV. Now, the only theory is two of my TVs in the house, I have seven, have the little Apple TV box. Mm. Maybe that's slowing it down for a second or two.
They're off by a little bit.
Definitely slowing it down. By the way, are you guys enjoying your TV of late, guys?
I'm enjoying my TV experience.
Are you?
Very much so.
Easy peasy?
Easy peasy. Are you?
I haven't yet.
I like this cryptic conversation.
I got a lot of people asking if they can horn in on Eric's TV experience because they think you're not going to use your TV experience.
how hard was it for you to set up your experience?
The easiest experience in the world.
Oh, really? That sounds pretty easy.
Drabby, do you concur?
Is it easier than dyeing your hair blue?
I love watching the Seahawks on Sundays. Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful sport, beautiful team.
How long did it take you to set up your experience?
I don't know. So quick, I don't even remember it.
Yeah, less than a minute. I was actually able to watch check in on the Whip Snakes that we own part of.
Ah, that's right. True. Minority owners.
Because I was a size to get a ring.
How are we doing in the playoffs?
The championship was yesterday. They lost.
The Archers win again.
Poor Whips. Yeah. We'll get them next year. We'll get them next year, baby.
As owners, we didn't support the team as much as we should have.
That's probably true.
I did. I watched a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I watched them throughout the season, but we should have been more active owners. We should have been more like Dan Snyder.
Did you see Magic Johnson was at the game yesterday? I think Magic had one of his obvious tweets yesterday. Doesn't he get joned on for his tweets?
Yeah, his tweets, they're very basic for the most part.
But they had in the box.
But he gets the last laugh. He's part owner of an NFL team and has a yacht that's bigger than this building. Mm-hmm. Magic
Johnson, what an exciting game. Cookie and I are so happy our Commanders won their first home game. Our kicker, Austin Seibert, was 7-for-7 in today's 21-18 win over
really?
The Giants.
Really? Didn't know that.
Thank you. But he adds a bunch of stuff.
Maybe he's tweeting at a non-Commanders fan.
Then he adds, he goes, the home opener brought out so many incredible people. It was great seeing Maryland's Governor Wes Moore, fellow Commanders owners Mark Ein and David Blitzer. But he was hanging out with Darryl Green, Francis Tiafo.
By the way, what Ovi was the breakdown was of Skins Giants fans? I heard it was good.
I think it was a lot of Commanders fans.
I didn't see a ton
of what was the total attendance number?
I think it was a sellout.
They said it sell out, and then upper deck was mostly empty. A lot of it was empty from what I saw.
Yeah, but I mean, if they sold the tickets, they sold the tickets.
It wasn't a Giants invasion.
Well, who bought them? Jason Wright?
I don't know. Maybe Josh Harris bought them? I don't know. Hey, guys, Josh Harris. I'm going to buy all the tickets.
You think it's a fuzzy math sellout?
Sellout. Sell out, everybody.
Did they keep showing? Because I don't remember. I was locked in on the game. Did they keep showing stadium shots throughout?
No.
Because early on, it's often a little bit empty.
The embarrassing thing was the field. It had brown spots all over it.
Well, they've always had it.
My front yard.
They said there was a
sprinkler had malfunction.
They had a sprinkler issue.
Had some brown spots on the
field. He wants to get rid of that stadium so bad.
Hey, we're here another 7 or 8 years. Just be patient. We're gonna keep pouring money into this dump for 7 or 8 years. Thanks again to Northwest Stadium.
Hey, it was good enough that kicker was 7 for 7.
Yeah, it was good enough that the Giants left with a big fat L.
Yeah.
Thanks. So the attendance listed at 61,841.
There's probably no chance we're 61.
Is that like and that was supposed to be a sellout, or that was actually who attended?
They
always fudge the numbers.
Attended 61,841.
The sellout number is much lower now because they've ripped out a bunch of seats.
Have we gone from a stadium that could accommodate over 90 that now it can accommodate 61?
Yes.
That's
something in that range, you know, yes.
That's humiliating.
That is embarrassing.
The era where the NFL's never been more popular, where we have arguably, I could make the argument, one of the most exciting, you know, could be the NFL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, at the most important position.
Overpaid on my investment. Those other owners better kick in. Yuck. Better kick in that money. Venmo me at Josh Harris 1.
And every time I see Northwest Stadium, I always think we're on the road.
Right.
That's going to take a while.
You don't think about Kanye West's kid?
No, I don't think about
Kardashian's kid. I think about Northwest, the kid. Worst name ever.
I have
a hard time with Northwest being the name. I mean, do whatever you want. I don't care, but it's just, it doesn't signal that it's in like Landover.
Hey, they paid good money to be called Northwest Stadium.
You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
Might as well call it Mars.
When they say Northwest, I still don't know where it is.
Yeah, right. I think it's like in fucking Seattle.
Well, it should be in D.C. and Northwest D.C. It would work. Right. It's in Landover.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know what, terrible sponsor.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the Commanders.
It's like Southwest Maryland.
Jaden Daniels. Taking a bunch of hits. He's got 26 carries on the season, was sacked 5 times yesterday, had to leave the game for a play. You saw Jeff Driskel on the field after he took the shot to the ribs. Is he going to be able to last the season? You can vote at Junks Radio, and we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.